appreciate the Lord. Let me put your hands and appreciate him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please may be seated. Amen. Thank you very much, Inspire. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's appreciate Jesus one more time. Amen. Amen. How many of you love that presentation? Oh, yes. The Lord will remember all of you in Jesus' mighty name. It doesn't matter how bad it is, God is still on his throne. If you hold on long enough, you will see the miracles and the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to just take one or two testimonies tonight, and then I will share some things with you, which the Lord has laid in my heart for this month. Lillian, yes, come and please give your testimony. You are going to... Hallelujah. Amen. I've got a second microphone here. All right. Very quickly. You share your testimony very quickly. It's all right.
Okay, just make it quick.
Yeah, sure. I like making it quick.
Okay. Good evening, church. This testimony is for my sister. Last year, four members of my family, like two of my brothers and two of my sisters, my brother's wife, they got pregnant, and two of my sisters, one in Holland and one here, they got pregnant during space of months difference. And the two boys, the wife gave birth and everything was okay. And then my sister that lives here, her one didn't come true. She had a miscarriage last year, November. I don't know what happened, but it didn't work. And then the other one in Holland. So when she had the first daughter, it wasn't really good because she had high blood pressure all through the pregnancy. So that was 2 years ago. And then this second one, it was the same thing. So she was on medication all through. And she was due the 27th of June. That was her due date. But when she went for checkup, I think the second week of June, so they have to keep her in the hospital, and they said they can't let her go because her pressure was really high. And they were monitoring her, and all of a sudden she could not, her blood pressure was just over the top, you know. And there they said that until when he's on the last stage. Okay, anyway, so she was supposed to be there for maybe like a few hours, and she spent two nights there. So then her heart like literally stopped. So my sister called, my cousin called to tell us what's going on. It was a Sunday morning, so I prayed. So my sister said I should pray. That's unlike her. So I prayed, and I tried to call Pastor B, but service was on. So I just sent her a text that she should please pray. So I came to church. It was Friendship Sunday. So after service, we prayed together. And she said I shouldn't worry. I should go home, that everything will be fine. As soon as I got home.
Who prayed with you?
Pastor Bola.
Okay.
And after service, after okay. third service. Okay. So when I got home, so she sent me a text that what's going on, I should give her update. So I told her nothing yet. So the moment I picked up the phone to call, and the husband picked and said she just had a baby.
Wow.
At that moment. So, yeah, so I just want to give God praise. But even after that, the placenta didn't come out for after like an hour. So that was another problem, you know. But I just give God the praise that she's fine and the baby's okay.
Praise
so,
the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We give God all the glory for that testimony. It's God that gives life. It's God that sustains life. And we thank God for the power of prayer, especially the power of the agreement in prayer. It's very, very important. Sometimes to ask someone to pray with you is not a sign of weakness, but there's something called the power of agreement. Say, two or three of you shall agree concerning anything. Amen. The Bible says that he will make it happen. So asking for someone to pray with you or pray along with you, it's not, but make sure they pray along. I'm not the proverbial I'm praying along with you. Not that kind of praying along with you. But I mean seriously, someone who will join hands with you and pray about a specific matter. Amen. I want to take one more testimony. I think I left one more testimony out last Sunday. Anybody has a testimony? It was Naomi, yeah. It was Naomi. Okay, I'll take that. All right, quickly. Please put your hands together for Naomi. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, they had two Naomis, they were not sure which one.
Good evening, church.
Good evening.
I just want to thank God for helping me to finish my first/second year of university with a first class.
Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Well, you nailed it. With Jesus' help, but you nailed it. Eh? Praise the Lord. Well, she finished her second year with a first class. So there's one more year to go, correct? We prophesied that would be a first class as well in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wale, did you raise your hand? Okay, quickly. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay. Good evening, church.
Good evening. Are you looking for your wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but
where is she?
Somewhere.
Okay. Moji, have you seen his wife? Okay.
We're not pregnant, by the way, so.
Even if you are, you have the right to.
So, I'll keep this very short. It's basically to thank God for fulfilling our dreams and for showing us unusual blessings in ways that we did not even think of. So we have been blessed with a new home, and it's something that from the very start through the process and up until the whole thing was sorted, it was God all the way. And even after it got sorted and we had to go and meet some builders and people here and there, you know, when you go and they give you a quote of like £2,000 and you now find someone else who would do a better job for like £600, then that can only be God. And another instance is going into a store to get towels, for instance, and the guy, the sales guy, just for no reason decided to use his discount for us. So those are things that I don't take for granted, we don't take for granted, and it's not coincidence like some people would say, but it just had to be God. And yeah, we just want to thank God for even, well, since she was born, and even before she was born, and we were thinking, obviously, because she was going to go on maternity, and we're like, okay, how are we going to just survive on my salary? But it's been wonderful so far. Although I'm kicking out to go back to work, but yeah, but it's been God all through, and we really want to thank Him.
You've got a new home. You bought a house.
Bought a house, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. So, what was all that duress about? Remember when I we were here exactly, and I said, don't you have a testimony easily? And you stood there and said, "Where that was on that duress? You had this going."
I didn't have my backup person.
And when I did that, I didn't know. You see. Anyway, we give God all the glory. The Lord will continue to perfect all that concerns you in Jesus' mighty. Praise the Lord. Amen. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Church, please rise to your feet. I want you to really believe God with me for you. I want you to do something tonight, but there's really no time. I will do it on Friday. All right? If you are here, this July is a gateway. It's first half. It's the end. It's the beginning of the second half of the year. If you think that this first half did not really go the way I wanted to go, I wanted to pray and anoint you tonight, but time has gone. I will do it on Friday. That is now, and I'm not talking about I wanted the £5,000 I got for £499. Not that kind of no. That's not what I wanted two interviews, I got one. Not that kind of sincerely, you do an evaluation of the first half and you tell yourself and you know that, you know what, this is not where I thought I would be now. So I want to pray with you and I want to anoint you with oil, all right? And I will do that. I will do that after the message. And there's a special message I want you to listen to. And after that message, I will do that on Friday because time is far spent, okay? I want to do that and bless you. But I want you to believe God with me this month. I want you to look at Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. One of the things the Lord has laid in my heart that throughout this month, this is July. July is always our month of praise. And that has been like that for over, God knows, I think for over, since 2006. Yeah? This is 2015. 9 years now. July is, we always open a new gate with praise. And one of the things the Lord spoke to me is that this month, July, as you praise Him, every promise He gave us in February, which is the month of manifested declaration, March, the month of restored fortunes, April, the month of His covering, May, the month of seeking His face, June, the month of unusual blessing, He's going to make them happen in 1 month. And that your praise will make that happen. Please, that is month. February was the month of manifested declaration. March was the month of restoration of fortunes. April was the month of His covering. May was the month of seeking His face. And June was the month of unusual blessing. And the four of them, the four capsules of blessings, God will cause to explode in your life in this 1 month. In July, because it's our month of praise. Joel chapter 2 says, from verse 18, then the Lord was jealous for His land and took pity on His people. The Lord replied to them, saying, I am sending you grain, new wine, and olive oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. In the name of Jesus. That is what's going to happen this morning. Listen, please sit down. Sit down. Let me just teach you something in 5 minutes. Listen. The secret to blessing is for you to receive a prophetic or trust it. And I think I say this all the time. Trust a prophetic vessel, receive a prophetic word, and believe God to become what your prophet says. That is how I got to, you know, Bola and I, we sat down, we're looking at our lives over the past 18 years. And, you know, you don't, and I, when I came into UK, God gave me a prophet. If I go to a new country, the very first thing I will say is, Lord, where is the man of God in this city for me? That's how to grow. That's how to come into God's blessing. Please hear this. If I relocate to, I don't know, America, yeah, Canada, and it's my first day, my first Sunday. In fact, that Saturday night, I will pray a prayer. Lord, where is the man of God? When something is missing, you ask, when something is missing, God already knows that that thing will be missing. So He positions a man of, that's how we do it in this kingdom, a man of God to bring His word to you. And we looked that up in Samuel. You see, so Samuel was looking for his father's donkey. He didn't say, oh, okay, let's call the newspaper. Let's put an advert. Tommy the cat is missing. Have you seen? No. He said, look, is there no man of God? Is there no seer in this nation who will tell us the heart of God concerning this matter? It's very important for you to have a seer in place. It's the way the kingdom of God is. You didn't create the kingdom. I didn't create it. We either play by the rules, right? Or we remain where we are. If we are too smart to play by the rules, then we remain where we are. It's as simple as that. So when we came into UK many years ago, we came into a young pastor, and we asked the Lord, Lord, where is the man you have sent to me? There is always a man for you. There is always a seer for you. Your seer may not be my seer, and we may not see from the same point of view. Are you listening? So when you understand that. And so they pray. So when we came in, now listen very carefully. Every time when the Lord said, so we went to the church, and as I got to the church, the Lord spoke to me that this is the person I have placed my word in his heart for you. So once that was clear, I just rolled up my sleeve and we started serving in church. But you see, the difference between myself and every other person I met in that church then, right, was that when he says something, we labor in prayers and everything with God to become what he says. We look at his examples, and I sat back and look at listening. This man, he's always talking about professionals. He's always talking about the church becoming very wealthy. He's always talking about he loved wealthy people. He loved people who are affluent. He loved the Christians. And I thought, wow, you know what? I like the picture of the believer and of the church that he's painting in this city. So what did I do? So we decided to plug ourselves into what he was saying. But there are other people we met in that church. Whenever he says something, they say, yeah, they laugh it off, they jest about it. But that was in my heart. That was in my heart. And within 6 months to a year, the profile of the seer. My life became the profile of the seer. Does that make sense? So what does that mean to you? It means that you receive the word and labor to become what you hear. Labor to become what you hear. Don't be hard-hearted. Labor. One of my sons put it this way. He says that when you have a mentor, he said even if you don't believe in yourself, he said you do it because your mentor believes in you. In other words, for us to ride in the prophetic, you have to ignore yourself and pay attention to who is speaking over you. 1994, God gave me a prophetic word, and at the end of that prophetic word, I heard at the end of that prophetic word, he said, "Don't mind yourself, mind me." It was clear, and that was when he was asking me to leave my home country to go to Cyprus. At the end of that prophetic word, he said, "This is me hearing God's voice now, saying, don't mind yourself, mind me." So I packed my bag and I went on a journey, not minding myself and my fears and my anxiety, but I was minding the person who was sending me. The same thing, I got that same word. I left my employment and I received a word from the Lord, and I didn't mind myself, I minded the one who sent me. That's the same principle we use now in church. That's why the church is growing. We don't mind ourselves. We have nothing to offer. But we mind the one who sent us on a journey. So what am I saying? I'm saying that every first day of the month, we give a prophetic word. Don't mind yourself because you are too clever, too analytical. Tell yourself, I don't know how this is going to come to pass. I don't mind myself, but I mind the prophetic word. Amen. So this month is going to be a combination of the past four, February, March, April, June, God will make happen for you in Jesus' mighty name. Then verse 23 says, "Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. He will cause all of them to happen for you in one month." Verse 24 says, "The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and new oil." Praise the Lord. So this month of praise, you are going to experience a newness, a dimension, a depth in God, where God will bring all your dreams to pass in one month. Praise the Lord. Did you see the drama we just saw? Did you see the drama we just watched? That was it. It's going to be in an instant. It's an instant. All the things you've been trying to do in the first half of the year, in this one month, God will position you. He will align you. He will bring helpers your way. He will progress you in a very quick and rapid way. It's a month of catalyst. It's going to make things happen to you so fast. It's a month of combustion. Something will explode inside you that will propel you forward by force in the name of Jesus. Welcome you to our month of praise. And so he said, listen, he said, rejoice, 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 rejoice. So you need to make up your mind that nothing, he says, be glad, people of Zion. It's not try to be, right? Can you see that? Verse 23. Be glad, people of Zion. So nothing should steal your joy. If you allow anything to steal your joy, you are messing around with this miracle coming to pass in your life. Nothing should steal your joy. You know, he said, be glad, people of Zion. Be glad. So you have 31 days of intense joy in your house. Praise the Lord. What did I say? 31 days of intense joy in your house. So I am asking you to be happy for 31 days. So that everything that God has promised you this month will come to pass. Please listen. I may not have six pack, I may not have muscles, but one thing I know my God very well. I know my God like I know the back of my hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I may not look smart, I may not look intelligent, I may not look articulate, but I know my God. And that is all I need to know, to be very honest. So please, don't mind yourself. Mind this prophetic word. Amen. And if you think that this seer is not good for you, go get yourself a seer somewhere. Don't waste your time. Are you listening? But if you're going to stay and be pastored, be a sheep. Because it's for your benefit. No half-hearted mention. We go in hard. We go hard. We believe God and we believe he sent word and we believe his prophet. Don't be shady. I don't know that. No. Please. Yeah? It's for your benefit. Not just for me. It's for your benefit. Amen? The blessings of God, when it comes on you, it's for your benefit. The testimony is yours. So understand spiritual things. Understand spiritual things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's rise to our feet and just thank the Lord and appreciate Him. Hallelujah. The Lord was jealous for His land and took pity on His people. The Lord, He said, I'm sending you grain, new wine, olive oil, enough to satisfy you. Raise your hand and just appreciate the Lord. Say, Father, we thank you. Thank you. We receive the garment of praise. We receive the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. We receive the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. We receive the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you will do this month. As we praise you, Lord, let great wonders happen in the name of Jesus. As we praise you, as we dance, as our heart is full of joy, Father, cause our heaven to be open. Lord, bring in the miraculous in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Help me to your neighbor. Do not let anyone, anybody, any system steal your joy. The Lord says, be joyful of joy. The Lord says, rejoice. And rejoicing will be your portion this month. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together. Please take your seat. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that the shout of joy will not depart from your habitation. You will have every reason to be full of joy this month in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want you to prove God with your consistent tithing this month. All right? You heard Wally's testimony. He didn't plan to. Buying a house was not in the picture. Getting promotion was not in the picture. But God, He said, I decided that this tithe thing, I must be consistent at it. And that was 2 months ago. 2 months after, his job has gone up, and he's testifying today that he has bought a house. Your income cannot deliver you. Only God's favor can. Amen. Praise the Lord.